in charge of it now.
All right, very good. Well, let's go to our first guest. And, you know, actually, I just got an email the other day, and then we've had a request from one of our auditors, Matt, and it seems like people are interested in knowing about donkeys. So we have coming up today Valerie Lowe, who was a circuit hunter jumper trainer, and now is with Little Long Ears Mini Donkey Rescue. We got to find out, how do you go from an A circuit hunter jumper trainer to a donkey rescue person? Good morning, Valerie.
Well, that's quite the lead-in.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Good morning.
I mean, it is the story, right? Here you're jumping A circuit, and I guarantee you weren't doing that on donkeys. So,
No. I was getting ready to sort of retire from the business. I was just a little bit, I was just done. I was ready for something different. And we bought a horse farm to retire and have my retired show horses here and a client's retired horse. And we bought a couple donkeys to keep my horse company. We found them on Craigslist and, we went and decided to buy these two little baby donkeys, and the lady who was selling them had bought them at an auction, and she sort of filled us in about these horse auctions, these weekly horse auctions, which I'm sort of embarrassed to say I knew nothing about, having spent my entire adult working career in the hunter-jumper world. I really didn't know about these horse auctions. I didn't really know the plight of the average horse, and then of course donkeys that aren't so fortunate to make it into the good care of well-educated owners. So anyway, we learned a little bit more about the auctions, and we just fell in love with these donkeys, and we just decided that we could do a donkey rescue here. We had all this land, and I wasn't training horses anymore, and I thought, well, this should be easy for us to do. So Little Long Ears Miniature Donkey Rescue was formed.
And you guys are in Maryland, right? Westminster?
We're in Westminster, Maryland. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're close to two of the big auctions, New Holland and the one in New Jersey there. So, you got...
Yeah, New Holland and Camelot.
Two of them right in your backyard. Yeah. So now, we've joked about zombie donkeys for years on this show because we do see the articles and the stories about donkeys who are causing trouble and being mischievous. So I thought it would be fun with you today. All of us are horse people that listen to this show. And this conversation comes up more than probably anything else, is people wanting to get a donkey, whether it's a miniature donkey or a regular donkey. There's a fascination with horse people in getting a mule and a donkey, right? But are they different? So for us horse people, what do we have to know before we go get ourselves a donkey?
Well, so when the main thing really for people to know that they want to get a donkey, and I'm assuming these are already educated horsemen.
Yes. But we're assuming they're horse people. They wouldn't be listening to us.
Yes. Right. Yeah. They're very prone to founder and laminitis and obesity. And so the most important thing is that they have to be cared for like a really fat pony. Like anybody that knows how to take care of ponies that are going to founder and get too fat, donkeys are the same way. And in some cases, worse. So that's the first thing. And that's really what's kind of hard sometimes, is people want to adopt a donkey to keep their horse company. And the horse has totally different dietary needs than the donkey does. The horse might be an older horse who gets to be out on the pasture full time. And they want to get a couple donkeys to keep them company. But the donkey can't have that grass. It needs to be in a dry lot with hay. And it's a very different lifestyle. So if you have a laminitic horse or a Cushing's horse, that needs to live in a dry lot, then a donkey is the perfect companion.
And yet they get
the
donkeys.
Dietary needs are...
So if you're getting a donkey for protection, which a lot of people do, right? For protection of the herd, and they're out on grass.
That's a whole nother one.
They're all out on grass the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. That's another thing. We didn't get to that. We are totally opposed to donkeys being used as livestock protection. That really is not what they should be doing. And I don't think most good horsemen really believe that. It is, when donkeys are used as herd protectors for cattle, sheep, goats, et cetera, most of the time they are not being cared for like an equine. They're not being properly cared for by somebody that is educated. That's one of the biggest problems we see, and many of the ones that get surrendered to us are what they call failed guardians. They start attacking the goats or the sheep, and they come to us obese. They come to us very badly foundered. Their feet have never been tended to. That's a huge problem, and that's exactly why they shouldn't be out there guarding and taking care of the livestock.
Now, attitude-wise, so how are they attitude-wise? And I know everybody's different. Like, all horses are different, right? But in general, are they standoffish, or are they, you know, how are they attitude-wise?
So that's, I think, one of the biggest misconceptions about donkeys. Everybody thinks they're stubborn and mean. I think a lot of people come here, they're actually afraid of them, thinking that they kick all the time. You know, they are wonderful, loving animals. They are actually more dog-like in their personality than you could imagine. They're playful. They're affectionate. They love attention. In fact, we're so careful about the homes that we find for them because we don't want them to just go be somebody's pasture ornament. We want somebody who's really going to be interactive with them. They're very curious, affectionate. You know, everything that you would want in a little pet, that's what they are. You know, the one we do get a lot that have not ever been handled and are close to being feral or have been abused or neglected. And that's a different case. Those are ones that definitely need time and work from us and retraining. But in general, the personality of a donkey is extremely loving, and they're very, very smart. They're very careful. They're very perceptive. You know, and I've been a lifelong horseman. I love horses, and donkeys are by far smarter. And mules are the smartest equine of all.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
So what I learned in my training with the donkeys is that, you know, like, say donkeys get a bad rap for being stubborn, but in actuality, mm-hmm. what they're doing is they're kind of processing. So say you put your legs on a horse and you ask him to go forward, you put your legs on a donkey and they kind of sit there for a second. And then, of course, people whip exactly. on them because they're like, they won't go. And it's like, no, they just have to decide to do it. You can't make them. You have to yes. ask them.
Exactly.
But that's the problem.
You have to convince them why you have to convince a donkey why it's a good idea to do what you're asking them to do.
Yes,
and
that's true.
For some reason, you know, and I think all good horsemen possess that ability to train a donkey. I mean, I trained a lot of young horses in my life, and many of the same skills and ideas are used in training donkeys. I just had to tailor them a little bit. And, you know, whenever you think you're going slow enough or you're being patient enough, you go slower. Because mm-hmm. what you think is slow enough for a donkey usually isn't. And, you know, the nice part about training these donkeys here at the rescue is I am no longer on a timetable. I don't have customers breathing down my neck. I don't have to have them ready for anything on any time frame. So if it takes us 30 minutes one day to convince one that he can step on the rubber mat in the stall, then we'll sit there and take 30 minutes to get them to step on the rubber mat. You know, we don't have to hurry them. And that's the blessing of being able to do this now. And it's different than my training background, but they do process, they think, and, you know, we use a lot of positive reward, you know, based training, and it really helps them believe you that yes, it's okay if I walk over here or do this or do that.
Okay, I have a serious question.
I think they're just very smart.
Mm-hmm. I have a serious question. What's the smallest mini donkey you have right now?
The smallest one we have, she's about 30 inches, maybe 29 inches.
Jeez. Okay, that's just over.
They can be very little.
Yes.
But we have now, I mean, we've grown from being Little Long Ears Miniature Donkey Rescue to Everything Rescue. We have standards, and then we have some mammoth donkeys here. And the mammoth donkeys we're actually riding, training them to ride. This group that we got came from a really bad neglect case. And so they're different. They are a little bit more difficult to work with, these big boys, because they know no personal space. But the easiest part about working with these boys is riding them. They default to woe. They have no buck or runaway in them. They are so slow and so easy to train to ride.
Well, yes, that's interesting. And you know what? If I'm riding, not being a rider and being a driver, I want a horse or a donkey exactly like that. I want their favorite gate to be stop and stand there. That's my kind of riding right there.
Well, then a donkey is probably
I should get a big donkey. That'd be perfect.
Jen, I just think you discovered what you should get your husband for Christmas.
Well, you know, and unfortunately, you know, there isn't a lot of use for donkeys anymore these days. You know, there are not a lot of mammoth donkeys around. That breed is in decline, the numbers, because they were largely used, and they still are, especially in this part of the country. They're largely used by the Amish to breed with draft mares for draft mules. So other than that purpose, there isn't a whole lot. So the mammoths are in highly regarded, and people that are donkey and mule fans and that really want to ride, they look for a mammoth donkey. But the rest of the donkeys are pretty much just pets. And yes, there's a huge misconception that they should be used as guard animals, so we're constantly trying to train against that. And other than that, they're pets. They're just fun pets for people to have. But unfortunately, you know, one of the biggest issues is many people who are not horsemen have donkeys or want to have donkeys. And the 99% of the neglect cases and the ones that arrive here are because the owners did not know how to properly take care of an equine. They simply decided to get donkeys because they're little and they're cute. Maybe they had, you know, they're a cattle farmer, they've had sheep or goats. I mean, we just constantly are trying to tell people it is not the same. Taking care of an equine is not the same as taking care of other livestock. And so we get donkeys that are just terribly obese, foundered. We have donkeys that have foundered and that have been foundering, you know, probably most of their life because the owners simply don't recognize, they don't even know what laminitis is. They never get dental care. They, you know, and these donkeys come to us in such horrible condition, all of which was preventable, right, simply because the owners who thought they were cute little pets are not horsemen. Well, and it's a huge issue. It's the biggest problem that we see.
Well, thank you for taking these little guys in and for helping them out. And thankfully, there's people like you out there that are willing to do that. What's the website? Where can people find Little Long Ears?
It's just littlelongears.org.
Oh, that's simple enough. Littlelongears.org. If you go there, you are going to be sucked into a hole of cuteness that you won't believe, because I've been looking. I went this morning. I was looking at all the pictures and looking at all more pictures. So you definitely have to check it out. It's called littlelongears.org.
And we have a good Facebook site, too. And you can look us up on Facebook, saying Little Long Ears Miniature Donkey Rescue. And we need more active, we need more educated horsemen out there helping take care of donkeys.
Sounds terrific. And of course, if they want to adopt one, they can do that through you too, right?
They can, but we do keep to a 3-hour radius of our farm. Okay. So that we can,
well,
you know, we're very hands-on.
So Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, that area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Delaware.
Yep. There's a page on the website that gives you instructions, but they need to be within about 3 hours of us.
You know, I almost said Delaware. Are there any horse owners in Delaware?
There are. Okay. We've actually adopted a couple out in Delaware.
Okay.
So we've adopted out in Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Virginia, just all of that's within 3 hours of us, parts of those states.
I just remember driving through Delaware to get to the beach, and I don't remember anything about the state and what was there. All I remember is driving through to go to the beach. That's all I remember about Delaware. All right.
Well, listeners that live in Delaware.
Yeah, you can
Glenn
email.
At horseradionetwork.com.
Sorry, Delaware people. Valerie, thank you so much for doing what you do, and thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
So I thought, you know, being that they have all of those problems, you know, and I could see it too, because the other thing you're going to want to do with little donkeys is feed them treats all the time, right? I mean, because they're cute. So you're going to want to.
I just want to scratch the ears.
They are so cute. And she has pictures. God, some of the hooves that you see on her, oh my God. I mean, curled 20 inches long. Just crazy stuff. So bless.
She just must see the worst of the worst. Ugh. And that makes you not like humans anymore. So
yeah.
I certainly understand why they're so sensitive about adopting them out so they can keep tabs on them.
Because they don't want them back with hooves that look like that. But I thought, you know, Kentucky Performance Products, what commercial could I play today that